Now, Lyme disease. There are no proven methods to reduce the prevalence of Lyme disease, but a new study suggests that a vaccine for mice might finally take a bite out of infection rates. WBUR's Angus Chen has the story.
Researchers wanted to vaccinate mice against Lyme disease, so they put the vaccine in a coating around the pet kibble.
Yeah, it looks just very much like rodent chow.
That's Kirby Stafford. He's an entomologist with the state of Connecticut and the lead author on the study. For the experiment, he placed little plastic boxes around 21 homes in Reading, Connecticut. These rodent-sized houses were filled with piles of the kibble vaccine, sort of like a mouse restaurant. When the woodland creatures go inside, they eat the kibble, and then they gain immunity against Borrelia burgdorferi, the bacteria that cause Lyme disease. Roughly half of all ticks that carry Borrelia get it when they bite an infected mouse. So Stafford says the vaccine should reduce the number of mice with the bacteria, and that should prevent ticks from picking up the pathogen.
And then ultimately turn around and infect you.
Stafford says he saw infection rates in mice decrease 13-fold around the houses where he tested the vaccine after 2 years. But that may not mean that human rates of infection will go down too. Felicia Kiesing studies disease ecology at Bard College. She didn't work on this study. She says researchers have already managed to reduce tick populations using other methods, but that didn't reduce the number of people who get Lyme disease.
So I love what they're trying to do, but it would still leave a big gap, which is to find out if this actually affects the cases of Lyme disease in the homes that they're treating.
Kiesing says knowing if the kibble vaccine really can draw down human infection rates will take a much larger and more expensive study. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.